Go ahead, celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for answered prayers this morning in the precious name of Jesus. You may please take your seat in God's presence. Hallelujah. Amen. I would like to seize this opportunity to appreciate the Almighty God for the privilege and honor of calling into ministry. And to also appreciate God's servant, our father in the Lord and our mother in the Lord, the people that God gave this great vision to, and they are running restlessly with it. And thank God for the privilege of connection and fatherhood. Daddy and mommy, I thank you for this privilege. Praise the Lord. Very quickly, I'd like us to read the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 to 34. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 to 34. The Bible says, "And what shall I more say, for the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to fly the armies of the aliens." Father, I ask this morning that you breathe upon your word. I ask that you speak to me, to speak to God's people here. And I ask that you give us clarity of understanding. And Holy Spirit, I ask for the flow of the Spirit in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Very quickly, I have been instructed to charge us on the subject, ruling and dominating by faith. Ruling and dominating by faith. Our major objectives this morning are in threefold. Number one objective is understanding what faith is. Understanding what faith is. Number two objective is understanding the dividends of faith. Understanding the dividends of faith. And of course, number three objective is understanding how to access faith in order to rule and dominate. Understanding how to access faith in order to rule and dominate. And so by way of introduction this morning, I'd like to begin by saying that there is a strong connection between the faith of a man and his dominion. There is an intricate connection between your faith, your rulership, and your dominion. I said that to say this, that faith is the catalyst that turns an ordinary person into an extraordinary person. Anybody, any woman, any man, woman can become anything at the instance of faith. There is nothing that cannot be done at the instance of faith. So the bankruptcy of faith equals existence in the life of obscurity. But where faith is at work, an ordinary man can become an extraordinary man. So very quickly this morning, what is faith? When we talk about faith, what does it mean? Faith is not a religion. Faith from scriptures is giving substance to hope. Faith is the substantiated, concretized, and activated hope. In other words, hope desires a thing And faith deploys the action. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, the Bible makes it clear there. It said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So faith is concretized hope. And for somebody today, your faith shall be concretized, your hope shall be concretized into your faith in the name of Jesus. Very quickly, number two, what is faith? Number two, what is faith? Faith is giving visibility to the invisible. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 2. Faith is giving visibility to the invisible. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 2, the Bible says, for by it, that's faith, the elders obtained a good report. What does that mean? Faith is turning what you cannot see into what you can see. Faith is converting what you can see into what you can see. And that takes us quickly to number three. What is faith? What is faith, number three? Faith, number three, is the currency with which supernatural transactions are made. Faith is the currency with which supernatural transactions are made. I heard God's servant, our father, said, some time ago, he says, faith carries purchasing power. In other words, as far as the spirit realm is concerned, whatever you can assess, whatever you can inherit part time is a function of the faith that is at work in you. Because faith carries purchasing power. Without a doubt, on this ground, in this convention, your faith shall deliver to you what is yours spiritually in the name of Jesus. Number four, very quickly, what is faith? Number four, what is faith? How do you define faith? Number four, faith is using the invisible revelations of the word of God to produce visible manifestation. It is using the invisible revelations of God's word to produce visible manifestations for God. Again, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Look at what the Bible says concerning faith. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So you carry the word, connect to revelation from the word, and turn it into a visible manifestation. In the book of Mark chapter 11, I think, verse 23. Mark 11, 23. Look at what the Bible says. Say, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. What you say can become a reality. But it must be released at the instance of faith. Very quickly, this morning. Number five, what is faith? Number five. What is faith? Number five. Faith is knowing God enough to take him serious. Faith is knowing God enough to take him serious. What you know about God determines your faith in God. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, and of course Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, the Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, that's God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is a rewarder. Paul the apostle was speaking in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. He said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. God is too serious to fail in what he has said. If God ever says anything, all you need to get it come to pass is for you to believe. That's why the Bible says he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And apart from that, he is not a God that is a talkative. Anything the Bible says, as he said it, will he not do it? So if God says anything, all you need in order for it to come to pass is your faith in action. And I see somebody's destiny turning around for the best in this conference in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are the one, can I hear your loud amen today? Very, very quickly, what are the dividends of faith? What is the work of faith? What does faith offer to people that believe? What are the dividends of faith? Number one, very quickly this morning, number one dividend of faith is that faith is key to life, generally. Faith is key to life. In the book of Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4. The Bible said, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. Not by the faith of another. Every man justified by the blood of Jesus requires faith in order to be alive. And you need to be alive in order to rule and dominate. Because hear this today, that death or life are products of faith. Faith is needed for life to be in place. What does that mean? It also means that both the quality and durability of life are anchored by faith. Long, living long or dying young may be a matter of faith because faith produces life. May your faith give you life in the name of Jesus Christ. Very quickly, number two, what is the dividend of faith? Number two, faith, number two, is key to our inheritance in God. Faith is key to our inheritance in God. Every child of God has an inheritance in Christ. Every child of God has something to connect to receive of God. But faith is required to connect with it. Let's look at the book of Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. Look at what the Bible says. It said that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Every child of God has a promise. As a matter of fact, your life is a mobile promise. Divine promise. And that promise can become a reality at the instance of your faith. May somebody not live here without his inheritance. I said that to say this, that you will leave this convention with your inheritance in Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, very quickly, what is the dividend of faith? Number three, faith is key to all divine possibilities. Faith is key to all divine possibilities. Anything that God will do, he will do at the instance of faith. And anything that is possible with God can be possible with you if you have faith. That is why in the book of Mark chapter 9 verse 23, Mark chapter 9 and verse 23, the Bible speaking said, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things, not some things. If your rulership is possible with God, if your dominion is possible with God, then you require faith to access it. And for somebody here, by the operation of your faith, I declare, you shall see divine possibilities beyond measure in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, very quickly, what is the dividend of faith? Number four, faith is key to power. Faith is key to power. Acts chapter 6 verse 8, very quickly, Acts chapter 6 and verse 8, the Bible speaking concerning Stephen, say, and Stephen full of faith and power did great wonders and miracles among the people. God's Heavenly Father in the Lord told us, he said, faith is the switch for power. Anywhere faith is released, power is about to be manifested. It is not possible to see the power of God without faith. Faith and power travel together. Their journey is sweet together. You can't see power until you have faith. Neither can power come until faith is at work. For somebody today, I declare and decree, your faith is going to work, and there shall be a manifestation of the power of God in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are that person, let that amen sound like thunder today. Glory be to God. Very quickly, what is the dividend of faith? Number five, the dividend of faith. Faith is key to victory in battle. Faith is key to victory in battle. You don't achieve victory without faith. It is faith that connects you to victory in the midst of battle. People of God, every battle of your life is winnable. Every circumstance, every confrontation of your life is conquerable. But faith is required in order to conquer your confrontations. That is why in the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, 1 John chapter 5, and verse 4, the Bible says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So our faith is a major weapon for victory. Anytime it appears as if you are confronted and you don't know what to do, release your faith. When your faith is released, your victory will come. For somebody today, I don't know what battle you have been fighting before you came here, but I want to announce to you, by your faith on what God is doing here and in God's word, you are living here victorious. You are living here victorious. The battle is ending in your favor. If you believe me, can I hear your better amen today? Very quickly, how do you assess faith? Very quickly, how do we assess faith? What is the access to faith? Number one, very quickly, continually feed your spirit with the word of God. Continually feed your spirit with the word of God. Romans chapter 10 verse 8 and Romans chapter 10 verse 17. The Bible says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Disconnection from the word equals disconnection from faith. And anytime you refuse to disconnect from the word, you remain connected to faith. For somebody today, I see a revival of your faith by God's word on this mountain in the name of Jesus Christ. Very quickly, number two, access. How do we assess faith? Number two, it is the avoidance of the company of negative talkers and negative people. The avoidance of the company of negative talkers and negative people. Please understand, people of God, that your environment has the capacity to sustain your faith or has the capacity to suffocate your faith. Where you stand, who you stand with, determines how strong your faith can be. In the book of Numbers chapter 13 verse 33, look at when the children of Israel went to spy the land. The Bible said they returned and said, and there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. People of God, how you see yourself determines how you are seen by others. The way you look at yourself, the word, what you understand about yourself determines what people understand about you. They were like grasshoppers in their own eyes. So the people saw them, the people didn't say anything, but faith failed them. And in order to be able to rule and dominate, ensure that you move with faith. And I see faith coming afresh upon somebody in the name of Jesus Christ. And number three, very quickly. Number three, how do we access faith? Number three, keep watch over your eye gates. Keep watch over your eye gates. Every eye has gates. And every eye has a capacity to see anything that it wants to see. So keep watch over your eye gates, because what the eye sees affects what the heart feels. What the eye sees affects what the heart feels. In the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 51. Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 51. Look at what the Bible says. Say, my eye affected my heart because of all the daughters of my city. Anything you see can become, can make a major impact in your heart. But ensure that you keep the gates of your eyes. Praise the Lord. And that takes us quickly to number four. How do we access faith? Number four. We access faith, number four, by praying abundantly in the Spirit. We access faith by praying abundantly in the Spirit. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7 thereabout. Very quickly. Or let's look at Jude chapter 1 verse 20. Jude 1:20. Very quickly. Jude 1:20. Say, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. By doing what? By praying in the Holy Ghost. Prayer people are faith people. It is not possible to operate in faith and be prayerless. And of course, when you are prayerful, your faith level is very high. Praise the Lord. And of course, the last but not the least, quickly, is how do we access faith? Number five, very quickly, feed your spirit with good reports and the testimonies of God's act. Feed your spirit with good reports and the testimonies of the acts of God. Very quickly, Judges chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. Judges chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. It says, speak, ye that ride on white asses, ye that sit in judgment and walk by the way. Verse 11. They that are delivered from the noise of the archers in the places of drawing water, where shall they rehearse the righteous acts of God? So the righteous acts of God are rehearsable. That was what happened to David when he confronted Goliath. The Bible says he looked at Goliath and said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that has defied the army of God's people? I am going to confront you. And then he said, while I was in the bush, the Lord delivered the lion into my hand. I pursued it and then tore it into pieces and collected the meat that was in his mouth. So I will confront him. It was by that act of God that he confronted Goliath, and Goliath became a cheap victim of defeat in the hands of David. For every Goliath confronting you, I declare today, you will rise in faith and conquer them in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up on your feet, everybody here. I believe this morning that the Lord has spoken to somebody here. And if you are that person, I need you to just know that something's about to happen in your life. As I round up with this testimony, where we are is a product of faith. God's servant, our father in the Lord, did not just see it. He believed it will happen. Because where there is vision without faith, vision can be frustrated. He saw it, and then here we are. This is commanding global attention. And it is a product of faith. And for somebody here, I need you to know, he has told us several times, he said, he saw the possibility of where we are because of what he saw in the life of his own father. And for you, I'd like to let you know that where we are is a possibility with you if you will have the faith. Lift up your voice and appreciate God. Go ahead and give God praise. Father, we thank you. Lift up your voices. Go ahead and give God praise. Mighty God, we thank you. Appreciate God for what you have received. Appreciate God for his word to you this morning. Lift up your voices. Father, and pray after me. Father, I thank you for your word to me this morning. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory for your word to me. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and appreciate God. Shaka la barata kata bado kolo brothers. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your hand and pray after me. Father, I receive the grace to continually feed my spirit with the word of God. Father, deliver me from the company of wrong people and negative talkers. Father, I receive the grace to keep watch over my eye gates in the name of Jesus. Father, I receive the grace to pray abundantly in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and appreciate. Go ahead, establish that. Shagala barata kakata badadas. Zekokoto patanga la protocolo badas. Shagala barata yataka la protocolo bashata. Lekende borodo dodo balaka la badas. Shagala barata kala badadas. Zekonda protocolo badas. Shagala badas. In Jesus' precious name. Father, thank you. Thank you. Blessed be your name for the world. In Jesus' name. Has anybody been blessed? Two downloads. Two heavy downloads. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Anybody that appear to be in authority without faith, that authority is fake. It's completely fake. And it will fade. Authority without faith is fake. It will fade. Real, authentic, spiritual authority is faith founded. You can't be in authority, you can't be in power, and you can't sustain it without faith. Hallelujah. God's servant Papa Yedepo said, it takes faith to achieve some levels of result. It takes faith to retain them. Because if it came by chance, it goes by chance. If you don't know how it came, you won't know how it will go. So, let us actively work on our faith. Let me tell you, faith, well, is key to authority and cure for inferiority. Key to authority, cure for inferiority. Because these were unlearned and ignorant men, yet they had audacity and authority. They saw the boldness of Peter and John. They saw the audacity and authority. Wait a minute. These are meant to be inferior people. But their inferiority is not reflecting. Because they have been with somebody. You only look down on yourself because you don't know who you are. Somebody say a loud amen. My counsel is, if authority is your destination, faith is your ladder. If dominion is your desire, faith is your ladder. And faith is in levels. O thou of little faith, why is it that you have no faith? O woman, great is thy faith. So there is no faith, there is little faith, there is great faith. No faith equals no result. Little faith equals little result. Great faith is great result. But let me just conclude with this. For many people, faith is a mystery.
but it can be demystified. If you want to confirm whether faith is present, the following will be present. Number one, insight. Insight. Insight in the word. Any faith that is hanging on nothing is a faith that has no future. Insight will translate, number two, into belief. You saw something until you believed something. And belief will translate into number three, mindset. Your mind begins to work in a certain dimension. You begin to think like a giant, think like an elephant. You begin to think like an eagle. Faith people have a mindset. There is a way their mind is set. And there is a way their mind is working. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I asked our people some time ago, I said, why haven't we done this? You say, by looking at the cost. I said, so the cost, is it up to $1 billion? Then they will start laughing. What I'm saying by that is anything is doable. Anything is doable. Jesus did not say, how do we get money to buy bread? He said, where can we find bread to buy? Money is not a challenge. So it is insight to belief, the mindset, and then number four, utterance. You come to the point where nothing is too big for your mouth to say. We, having the same spirit of faith, we have believed, so have we spoken. If you can't speak it, you don't believe it. They interviewed some people on Sunday. Some of our people at International Press came. And one of them said to me, he said, everything you have told us. Now, my wife was working at the hospital when we came into town she worked for about a year and a half thereabout. And while she was working as a medical doctor, under 2 years of her ministry, 1.5 years, she invited many people to church. One of those people she invited, right, consulted, the person came when we were worshiping at Sheraton. He's an elder in this church today. He said when he came and he entered the service and he saw the way I was preaching and sweating and screaming, he was looking to find the congregation. Where are the people he is preaching to? Where are the people? What is the aim of this sweat? Just like a sanctuary, a place that will take like 71 people or something. And it's just Sheraton, inside Sheraton AC, and you are sweating. Then they left. Next Sunday, they started thinking of where to go. And he came. And he said, everything I ever said to their hearing from that scratch. He said, I kept on talking. I said, one day everybody will have phone. Mobile phone will not be an issue anymore. Everybody will have phone including children. In those days, only the rich people had what they call cellular in those days. Turaya. He said, very soon we'll build our own stadium. I said it to them at the National Stadium. 2007. We will build our own stadium. The difference is that our stadium will be roofed. Insight, belief, mindset, utterance. Number five is action step. It is common with both vision and faith. You saw something in the word. It made you to believe for something. It changed the way your mind works. He began to speak boldly and ruggedly and ruthlessly. And he began to take some very radical steps. Steps that people will be fearing for you. People didn't believe that. Look, our architects have all manner of suggestions. That foyer should be something else. This place there should be something else. I say, look at, they are all space. It's as if we would build overflow outside here. See, people should, you don't know what I'm saying. The gallery there, we should partition it to the back so that some other, I say, what are you talking about? You don't understand what I'm talking about. I have seen crowd here until people, chairs were placed at the garden in programs. What are you talking about? It changed your mindset. I've seen, if Jesus tarries, I've seen, the way I'm kneeling down worshiping now, I've seen about 10 million people on their knees at once. Not in various locations. Jehovah looked down and he said, all these people are worshiping me, and joy in heaven exploding. It moves to action steps. Was that the fourth one? The fifth one? So, if you are not taking steps to confirm what you believe, you don't believe anything. You believe there will be overflow, you made no provision. No chair. No parking space because you don't expect cars to come. When we began to anticipate church growth, we began to make room for more toilets. We began to make room for parking space. We began to make room for children facility. Because we anticipated that they will come with their children. They will come, they have to be comfortable. They have to be restroom. In some night vision here, there is queue to toilet. The action steps. And number six after the action step is exuberant praise. You believe it so much, you are dancing when there seem to be no result. Exuberant praise. Excitement. We having the same spirit of faith. We believe we spoke. And then they believe this word, they sang his praise. Psalm 106 and in verse 12. You will sing it and praise for it even when you haven't cited it. Because to you it is reality. And with that praise, it ushers you into insight. Because with joy, you draw waters from the well of silence. And then the cycle continues. It has returned back to Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3. It has returned back to where it started. So it begins, so it just deepens. It just keep on changing levels. This is not part B of the message. This is elaboration of the message. Alright, this is elaboration of the message. So as to know the heavy download. Now, I feel very relaxed. I'm relaxing waist. And I feel very, very relaxed. Okay, that people that are praise are communicating what they have received, and I'm relaxing waist. Instead of preaching the whole message now, I am only adding. I'm relaxing waist. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say louder amen. Amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Amen. One more time. Lord, I make demands on a baptism of a spirit of faith to shift to another dimension of operation. The baptism of the spirit of faith. Lift your hands and your voice and make demands on that baptism right now. Again, say, Father, In the name of Jesus, I make demands on the baptism of the Spirit of faith. In the name of Jesus, I make demands on the baptism of the Spirit of faith. I shift level in my faith walk. Now, open your mouth and pray. Baptism of the Spirit of faith. The baptism of the Spirit of faith. The baptism of the Spirit of faith. The baptism of the Spirit of faith. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. I feel very excited because I see explosion everywhere. In ministry, in business, in career, in industry, explosion everywhere. People will look at you and say, where are you coming from? What happened to you? How come you just shifted suddenly? Can you walk to 7 people? Tell them I see explosion all around you.
You are coming back with your testimony.
We do believe that you have been blessed by this message. To place your order for audios and DVDs of our messages, please contact us +234 80 332 00320, +234 80 331 44509, +234 704 00 74930, or visit our website at www.dunamisgospel.org. Remember, the devil is not in control. God is in control.
Child, Allah can stop it. Nobody can stop it. Nothing can stop it.
You are coming back with your testimony.